My good people, I will continue hearing confessions after the sermon. And second of all, don't get your hopes up. It's nice having two priests, but it's once in a blue moon situation. Enjoy it while we have it, but it won't last for long, I'm sorry. It's accepted as God's will. And when he gives us little moments of joy and happiness and masses starting on time, accept them and thank him for it. But then when another Sunday comes along and mass starts 2 hours late, thank him for that also. Which leads up to my sermon, because both the epistle and the gospel make reference to trust and faith in God. And the epistle mentions about how we groan within ourselves and how true that is today. How many of us, indeed most of us, if not all of us, have something or someone in our lives that isn't quite like we think it should be. We have something to worry about, something to frustrate us, something to disturb us, whether it's our own faults and failings, or our children's going wayside, or our parents giving us trouble, or other family members, or our jobs not going right, or our finances aren't quite like we think they should be, or would like them to be, or whatever. Or we look around and see the situation in the world and everything going to hell in a handbasket, basically. We see all the young people who are being lost left and right, and our heart bleeds for them. And we tend to question, "Dear Lord, where are you? Why are you letting this happen? What are you waiting for?" He is waiting for our faith, for our trust in him. It's so easy to worry today, to get caught up in our worries, to where it even becomes a way of life, to the point where if we had nothing to worry about, we'd worry about that. And we make all kinds of excuses for our worry. We either can't help it, or I'm a parent and I must worry, or I'm a superior and I must worry, or my parents are getting old and I must worry, or my children are going astray and I've got to worry. Worry never gains anything. And contrary to what too many of us believe, worry is one of the devil's best tools. Because when we're worrying, we tend to lose sight of God. We tend to lose faith in him and trust. And we start to become discouraged and despondent and unhappy and sad. We must learn to put all our worry in God's hands. Now that doesn't mean we can go through life blithely whistling Dixie while everything goes to hell. No. We're going to be concerned. We're going to do our best to help whoever or whatever. But we're not going to let the worry eat at us. We're going to know that we're going to know our limits. We're going to know how much we can do and how much we have to let God do. But as I've said before, we have too great a tendency when we place our worry or our concern or our mother or our father or our daughter or our son or our job or whatever in God's hands. Instead of letting him go and have free rein with it, we hold on to that hand and we try to direct it. And we say, dear Lord, you're not doing it the way I think it should be. Do it this way. And so we tie his hands. And we complicate him because he gives us free will and he will not go against our free will. We must give God our worry completely and unattached with no strings, no ifs, ands, or buts. Our Lord himself, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But he didn't worry. He knew that at outward appearances, God had forsaken him, but at inwardly he had not. He had complete and infinite trust in his Father. He knew that in spite of his failure, his apparent failure, that God would bring good out of everything. Let us take Simon Peter for a moment. He'd been out all night fishing and getting nowhere, getting nothing. How many hours and years have we spent praying for such and such a person, and they seem to get worse and worse? Or we pray for our own selves and find ourselves falling and falling and falling. We are not catching fish either. And then our Lord comes and says, put out into the deep. Would we say, like Simon Peter, my God, my Lord, my Savior, I've been fishing all night and getting nowhere, but because you say so, I will go back out? Or do we say instead, I'm tired, Lord. I'm frustrated. I'm upset. I'm worried. I'm getting nowhere. Why should I go back? Why should I go back to my knees and pray some more? Why should I stick at my job and get nowhere? Why should I be concerned about my father, my mother, my daughter, my son anymore? Why bother? How many of us don't react that way, at least subconsciously? God has his reason. And like Peter, we must put back out into the deep, even while we're groaning within ourselves, and say, dear Lord, I believe, I trust, I hope, I know that you know what you are doing. I don't understand, but I know and I believe. And today, being the feast of Our Lady, even though it's the feast of the Visitation and not the Annunciation, and yet one followed the other, let us look for a second at that young girl of 13, 14, 15, somewhere in that neighborhood. She also was told to put out into the deep, but in a much deeper way, no pun intended. She was asked to be the mother of God, this little snipe of a girl. How would we have reacted? Would we have said, be it done unto me according to thy word? Do we say that? As we're on our knees, weeping and praying for our lost sheep, and they keep getting worse and worse, or we're struggling against certain temptations and we keep falling, and our Lord says, stand up and be strong and keep fighting. Do we say, as you will, Lord? Or do we say, I'm tired, God. I quit. So my good people, be strong. Be of good cheer. And I mean that. Be of good cheer. God expects us and wants us to be happy when He gives us moments of happiness. The 4th of July is right around the corner. And it may not seem to be much to be thankful for. Yes, we have our freedom, but it seems to be loaded with all kinds of red tape. And yet, we have much to be grateful for. Let us enjoy this 4th of July. Let us be happy and safe and in self-control. May God bless us all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there's probably some important stuff in the bulletin, so please check it out carefully in case I forgot to point out something I should have pointed out.